Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Kraus & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Kraus & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Early on, when I was first saved, walking with the Lord, my prayer was very disciplined. Spend that time there, make sure you cover all the bases, pray for everybody, you know, and it's good, because enforced discipline breeds voluntary discipline. But now, because of the circumcision of the heart, I don't have to be in a prayer closet. I be walking down this aisle and somebody's on my spirit. I'm praying for them because it's spontaneous now. Pray for them to lift that burden off of them. Pray for them to break that yoke off of them. So it's not like you have to be in a place and discipline. Now you become one that prays always without ceasing. You become a prayer. And as you grow, you become more spontaneous and free and impacting. Sometimes you don't have to pray for hours and hours or something. You just say a word. Poof. Amen. Tell somebody, you are the gate. Now, within the gates, and I've taught on this before, but I need to remind you tonight. Within the gates are thresholds. A walled city, when it was being attacked, the first thing that had to be broken through were the gates. But once you got through the gates, then came the threshold. At the threshold, and this is where some of you can identify with this, because at the threshold is where the most intense battle takes place. When Jesus was about to give his life for the sins of the world, he went through Gethsemane, the place of pressure. So much pressure that he prayed and sweat came out of his brow as drops of blood. But he went through the threshold. Some of you are headed through a threshold. But I'm telling you, things have changed. I'm not saying about to change. I already said that things have changed. Tell somebody, things have changed. You're going to see it. I said, you're going to see it. There's faith in you're going to see it as soon as tomorrow. As soon as tomorrow, when you go to your job, when you get up in the morning, you're going to sense something different, something unique, something has happened, that you are not the person that you were before you got in church tonight. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I prophesy to you. Amen. It's come to pass. I would go as far as say even situations in different ones' body, because you have received this word, because you believe this word. Some stuff is going on in your body right now. See, because he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all of their affliction. Not just some of them, but all of them. That's our portion. That's why the enemy tries to block the gate. Because he knows once you've given all and you start to get out there, now it's not just about you. It's about the kingdom now. The kingdom starts to expand. The kingdom starts to take territories. That's why some of the trials you've been in, you didn't know what happened. You ain't never seen this before. It's like the devil ain't never come at you like that before. Because you're in another territory. You have discovered some ancient spirits that have been entrenched for a long time. See, God has favored you. And he has given to you not only to believe, but also to suffer with it. Paul said it this way. He learned and understood. He said that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, but in the fellowship of his suffering, that I might be made conformable to his image. And that's what suffering does. It conforms you. It might not feel good going through it initially, but when it's over, you say, Lord, don't stop now. Don't stop now. This is too valuable to me now. That's how you feel. The gate you're coming through, the gate that's opened up, is the gateway to your greatness. Is the gateway to your greatness. Not just another trial. Not just another test. It's the gateway to your greatness. I want you to understand, there is no way, no way on the planet, no way in the universe that God cannot penetrate. There's no enemy that can stand before him. There's no counsel against God. Do you hear that? There's no counsel against God. There's nothing anybody can say against God. There's no advice anybody can give you against God. There's no counsel against God. It's all his. So there's no way that God cannot penetrate. I'm going to say this. The way that he has ordained for you. You hadn't done everything right. You've cried, you've murmured, you've complained. But you know what? You're a child of God. All you have to do is go before the Father and say, Lord, forgive me. And you know what? Now it's water under the bridge. Lord grabs your hand and say, okay, I forgave you. Now don't you look back. Let's go. Let's get good. Let's get the show back on the road. It's simple as that. And there's no way that God, see the route, the pathway that God has ordained for you, he'll break it open for you. It's time for you to attempt the great. It's not time for you to just sit on the sideline and take it easy and be careful. You never know. No. This is the time to put all your eggs in the basket and to put yourself out there and allow God to break that thing open for you, that gate that we call greatness, because there's some greatness waiting on you. Somebody in here is supposed to be a millionaire. Hello, I said somebody in here is supposed to be a millionaire. Somebody in here is supposed to have great influence in the political realm. Somebody's supposed to own a lot of real estate. Somebody's got to break into the entertainment industry. Somebody needs to own a string of daycares. Oh, the list goes on and on and on and on. But you got to get in a place where you allow God to break it open. You can't sit on the sideline and wait and see what happens. You got to jump on in. For God I live and God I die. Lord, if you don't come through, I'm sunk. But I know you're coming through. Oh, it's talking to somebody tonight. I said the word is talking to somebody tonight. You need to stop. And I'm not saying that we do stupid or foolish things, but you need to stop trying to play it so safe. I don't mean that we don't walk in wisdom. We do. But there are times when God wants you to exercise your faith. Prove to you. Not only how much he loves you, but how capable he is and what he's already done for you. Stop being like Thomas saying, except I see the nail prints. I'd much rather miss the mark shooting at it than miss the mark with all my arrows in the quiver. Either way, you'd have missed it. Peradventure, I might shoot an arrow and the Holy Ghost get it. And say that you done shot 1,000 of them, but this is the one. You know Thomas Edison? He did 9,999 experiments. I think it was that many. Am I correct? Somewhere around in there. It was a large number. And on the next one, the light bulb was created. The man wouldn't quit. Tell somebody, don't you dare quit. Tell him this. If you quit, I'm coming for you. And drag you up out of that bed, out that dark room, get your clothes on. Come on, you going. No, you're going to do this. Tell somebody, you can do this. Isaiah 43:6, get that for me. Moses was called to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. Moses, through God's command, initiated some things. And when Moses took action, God released his power. When they got to the Red Sea, the children of Israel started to cry and complain and wanted to kill Moses because the Red Sea was in front, the mountains on the side, and the Egyptians, you could see the dust from the chariot wheels. The Egyptians were hot on their trail, and they wanted to kill Moses. And Moses began to cry out unto God, and God said, why are you crying unto me? Somebody's tears are going to be wiped away tonight, and they're legitimate tears. God bottles up your tears. He cares. He's not callous. He cares. Every tear, God cares. But somebody's going to wipe their eyes tonight. There ain't going to be no more tears, no more crying. He said, Moses, why are you crying unto me? He said, lift up your rod. Stretch forth your rod and speak to the sea. I feel somebody's strength has come back tonight. Somebody's confidence has come back tonight. Somebody's joy is returning to them tonight. All those wounds and scars, you feel them healing up tonight. Amen. That confusion that was in your mind, that inability to move forward, all that's behind you now. There's a new strength. Amen. I said there's a new strength that has come to you tonight. Moses stretched forth that rod and God got busy. And east wind started to blow until the sea was parted. And while he was parting the sea, he put darkness between the enemy and the Israelites. On this side, it was light. It was a fire. It was warm. On the other side where the Egyptians were, it was dark. No warmth in the middle of the desert at night. And neither, though they were close to each other, the Egyptians didn't come near them the whole night while God was parting the sea. You made it this far because God didn't let the enemy. Come on, he got close. You could feel him breathing down your neck. You could feel his old hairy body, all, you know, trying to, his claws trying to get into you, but he couldn't get you. Come on, tell somebody, I'm still here. And it's going to get better from here. Come on, I got my strength back now. Come on, I got my joy back, got my swag back. Ready to fight again, ready to run this race again. Hello, somebody, got my testimony. My song is still in my heart now. Are you hearing? There's a renewing of the mind right now in the name of Jesus. Now you see your way. Now you know you can. Tell somebody, yes, I can. Yes, I will. Come on, I'm telling you, there's some stuff going on in the spirit right now. There's some yokes being destroyed, enemies being pushed back, darkness being pushed back, voices being silenced. All because the breaker has gone before you. You know, there's a song that says, you don't know. You just don't know. You don't know how blessed you are. Time for you to know. Come on, time for you to know. Somebody's going to begin to sense the breakthrough in their spirit when you get out and you start talking about the word. When instead of just being silent, instead of just being, you know, complaining and thinking about problems, go somewhere and start quoting verses of scripture. Get in a conversation with somebody and start telling them, bragging about how great your God is.
We are continuing in part 38 of Mega Grace, the gateway to greatness. My friend, trust God. When you trust him, you walk in peace and you have joy. When the gates of heaven are open, you receive restoration. God starts to prosper you. There's a greater degree of health in store for you. Remember, the greater concentration of warfare is always at the threshold, just inside the gate. You are an overcomer. Take your identity back. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Face your enemy and set your mind on victory. You are destined for greatness. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.